Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I've got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you know what I just thought of? It just dawned on me. What the... just dawned on me. What? See, you know why that's really funny? This is what people don't know why that's funny. They don't know why that's funny because, first of all, they didn't grow up in the house that I grew up in. And they didn't, you know, it's all part of the growing up process. But the song is specific to a specific person. And kind of a classic.
If you were to watch the video that it goes with, you would completely
understand. It's very funny. It's very funny stuff. By the way, what city are we in? I thought I said we were in San Diego. Are we in San Diego still?
Let me just double check on that. Let me get our best people on it. Go ahead and ask the question again.
Okay, well, are we in San Diego?
San Diego.
Is this San Diego?
San Diego.
You know what I like? I like San Diego. How about San Diego?
San Diego.
There you go. And what's a great place to live?
San Diego.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Heavyweight champion of the world,
San Diego.
There you go. All right, that's enough of being silly.
Ballard?
What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me.
I'm sorry, it was number two yesterday for our anniversary show.
Yeah, that was number two. That was pretty funny going through that top ten. I thought that was pretty funny.
That was good.
We're giving away a pair of tickets right now. You've got to be able to know a little bit of Bible. That's just the rule. That's just how we do it. Okay, so here's what we're doing. Audio Adrenaline is playing November 8th, which is Friday, by the way, at the Calvary Chapel Oceanside. All right, doors are opening at 6:30. It's going to be Audio Adrenaline. It's going to be Disciple. It's going to be Stellar Cart and Ryan Stevenson. So this is a big concert. Big concert. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 7. Very interesting material. Here we go. You can win two tickets. Two tickets. Two tickets. Two tickets. But you have to think. You have to think. What person in the book of Acts is also known as the son of encouragement? What person in the book of Acts is also known as the son of encouragement? I can just say what person is known as the son of encouragement was also named or nicknamed the son of encouragement. If you know that answer, call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. 866-577-2473. If you know what person was also known as the son of encouragement.
Is the answer Johnny Appleseed?
No. Ballard? Okay. That's like, you know, I mean, what? It just sounds so pious.
Does.
Get it? Instead of pious? Pious? Lard? See how that? Okay. I thought that was funny. Anyway.
It's not your fault, you.
That's right. That's what we need to do. Start playing Three Stooges. By the way, we did have somebody say, and I think I mentioned that before, that we do have fans of the Three Stooges that are male and female. I'm just pointing that out.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Mo. You better come right over. You're missing one of the biggest things in your life.
Okay. Let's see. What do we want to do? Okay, so 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, who is also known as the son of encouragement. That's a tough one, but you know what? You got to have some line there where you got to like, hey, if you're not reading the book of Acts, you're probably not going to know, right? Or if you haven't read it and ages gone by, if you do know it, most people go and they Google it. They just go into Google and type in, son, also known as son of encouragement. The name comes up. I probably just gave somebody an idea, huh? Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Aha!
Aha! Where's the spoon? Aha! It's the best joke. Okay.
See, the phone just rang.
It did not, did it?
It did, right? Well, you did
I did that? That's, you know, that's just really kind of funny. I will say we're going to talk about this in the next segment. I wanted people to know because there was a runner who was running and disqualified himself because of a number he was given. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Plus, there was a conference, a religious conference, where some nasty things came out. We're going to talk about that. Plus, Nancy Pelosi had something to say, which we're going to probably talk about that too. But we'll do that next segment. Who's on the who do we have
Steve
on the
line?
Steve on the line. Steve, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm on the line.
How are you today?
Fine. Doing good in the San Diego sun.
Okay. Are you ready for the big question?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the question. Who is also known as the son of encouragement?
Barnabas.
That is correct, sir. You have just won two tickets to the Audio Adrenaline concert with the Audio Adrenaline Disciples, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson. So that's very nice work.
Thank you, David.
More than welcome. More than welcome. Here's what I need you to do for me, though, because it kind of what happens is people will hang up. I need you not to hang up. You just need to hang on, and then the program director will get your program. Did I just call you a program director? Wow. The producer will get your name and info.
Dave.
Hey, you just got a promotion.
Thank you, guys.
You are no problem. Do me a favor, hang on. So when we go to break, he'll get your information. So it might just take an extra minute or two, but just be patient with us and we'll get to you. Thank you very much, by the way, for calling the show. We appreciate it.
And thanks for the promotion, Dave. That's great.
I just made you a program director.
You did.
Heather's not going to be happy.
No, not at all.
Oops. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll take a break, come back. I want to talk about this story about the here comes Heather walking across. That's it right there. There's the
Heather's
other,
just dumbfounded. She can't believe you just did that.
There's the other program director. Get it? Oh, that's funny. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about that, because I want to talk about that Kentucky runner. It's something I got to say about it that I've been wanting to say for a long time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mayron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mayron and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
You heard
heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. You know, it's I said okay on the open mic, didn't I? did I say okay on the open mic?
Okay.
Okay. I went okay. K, right? See, because now we're so we're so lazy, we just say letters. We don't actually say words. K.
PRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in SD. See, I don't even want to say the whole word. I just say SD. No, I'm just SD. Sandy, okay.
David Spoon, DS.
Oh. Oh. Apparently, you know my middle name. Too. You know what my middle name is?
Actually, I don't know what your middle name is.
What are the initials for a dentist? Aren't they? Are they
DDS?
Oh, DDS. See, that just shows how confused I am because mine's actually DSS.
Maybe that's like a mediocre dentist.
Yeah.
Guess what my middle name
is? That's the one that didn't graduate. What's your middle name?
I don't have one.
You don't have a middle name?
No, I don't.
That's like my second porn.
No, my dad did not believe in middle names. My brother and I, neither one of us got them.
Wow. Did you give your kids middle names?
Yeah. Kyle's middle name is Raymond, and Kevin's middle name is Richard.
Does that come from anything specific?
Yeah, Raymond is their grandfather on their mom's side, and then Richard is my dad.
Oh, so it doesn't come from Ray Romano.
No, but you know what? I'm actually going with that right now.
That's a good line.
That's awesome.
I'd use it. Let's be a little forthright here in the news. Now, remember, I'm being nicer, so we're going to do this wisely. I'm going to be very careful, and I am not dissing this person's faith. Okay. Well, all right. In Kentucky, there's a cross-country runner that pulled out of a regional championship because of his bib. Do you know what his bib said?
I have no idea.
It was 666.
Oh.
And so he didn't want to wear 666 because of his faith, and I am not knocking his faith in any capacity. I am also saying, though, that if you read Revelation 13, and we understand 666, we understand 666, but you must also understand in the numbering system of life, which is 2 plus 2 equals 4. See, 2 plus 2 equals 4 is not actually in the scripture, but it is nonetheless true. Sometimes 666, which comes right after 665 and right before 667, sometimes 666 is just a number. Okay, sometimes it's a number. If you're counting to 1,000 and you're playing hide and seek, you have to say 666, 667. I mean, it's like you can't get. And so I'm not saying that it doesn't have major significance. Of course it does. But there are times where 666 is a number. And to give you an example, like if you get a license, I know there's a person who had a license plate and they were all upset because it was 666. And it's like, I'm pretty sure the license plate is not the Antichrist. And I'm going to go with the bib is not the Antichrist. See, it's not the number that's the bigger concern as to who the number is attached to. That's the theology we need to be operating in. If that number was 714, there'd be no jumbo jets. See what I'm saying? There'd be no jumbo jets. Get it?
I get it.
Okay. That's a good joke if you really, if you follow that one. That's a good one. That is funny. If that number was 300, there'd be no perfect score in bowling. There's a math here, people. There's a math. If somebody bowls a 300, and then a 66, guess what they bowled? 666, not the Antichrist.
You know,
it's what they bowled.
It was 399. After the race, I'd go out and buy a Jumbo Jack combo meal.
Okay. And I'm not, it wasn't comfortable. That's his, I think he should be able to do that. I just want to point out, it's a personal decision. I just want to tell everybody, when you see 666, unless it's attached to the Antichrist, unless it's attached to a person who's buying and selling, which I'm going to go with the running bib, probably not attached to the economic system. I could be wrong.
I actually just thought of a solution for if this happens to any other runners out there and they get that number.
I think I am reading your mind, but not literally.
Upside down.
I was going to say
your number is 999.
There you go. That's it. Of course, then you're one shy of the millennium, and that could be a problem too.
Ooh.
Come on. It is a number at times. I'm just saying. Sometimes it is a number. And if he's not buying and selling, if it's not a financial system, if it's not an identification with the Antichrist, then here's my response. Well, that it could be a number. See that? And yes, I believe there is an Antichrist. And yes, I believe the 666 is both literal and symbolic. You're thinking, how can that be? You don't know how my mind works. Let's just say that. I think it's literal, and I think it's symbolic. Because any time that you have an attachment, and you should know this, people should know this from the Torah, to your hands, your hands and your head, it's what you put your hands to and what you put your mind to. It's what you do. There's no insignificance in that. It's not a random choice. They don't say this number's got to be tattooed to your shoulder, right? Okay, come on. All right, so I feel for him, but I would say probably didn't have to pull out. I like your idea. Turn it upside down, 999. Also, in the new, how much time do I have? Am I already at?
At the most, you have 90 seconds.
Wow. Okay. So, kinder, softer, gentler me. I will say this. Nancy Pelosi said people getting insurance cancellations will do better. They will do better with their cancellations. And so I thought, you know, there's nothing better than being canceled.
Nice.
And then I thought, ask people who watch the TV show Guys with Kids. There's nothing better than being canceled. That show lasted 1 week.
Something we couldn't air on KPRZ, but it is very funny. If you watch, David Letterman actually had a top 10 list involving the House of Representatives last night, and Nancy Pelosi was the one that read it.
Oh, well, see, a little humor always makes them more palatable at the moment.
I think so.
At the moment. Right up until she speaks again, uh-huh. And then that's gone. Over. See ya. Anyway, 666, you know, that can be a number right after 665. And just before 667 can be that. Just pointing that out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I don't even know what I'm doing. We'll figure it out. We'll do it together.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. But make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
As a listener, you know that Ecola Termite and Pest Control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, Ecola wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the Ecola family. Log on to the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You want to go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... I will tell you, we just heard that the commercial. Now I got to tell you that the commercial that we got going for Eric, the new one, was going to be loaded today. I think it'll end up being loaded tomorrow. That's my fault. I take full responsibility. So Eric, if you're listening, oops. You see, this is the key. You own it. You just own it right away. It makes life so much easier. You don't have to stress all the time or do this. Hey, if you do something wrong, say, hey, I did that wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. We're not perfect people. I like those churches that go, no perfect people allowed, you know. And they ever talk about that? That some of those great lines that they use in church. We're going to use some of these in the next day or so, some of these great lines that people use in church. But one of them is, I'm not going to church. Why aren't you going to church? There's too many hypocrites. Well, what's one more? That's such a great line. What's one more? Come on, that's funny. Anyway, we're going to do a – how long do we have? Because this is a longer DDD show. I'm thinking maybe I should do it next.
For you, David, and only for you, we're going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4 – how about 5 minutes?
Okay, I think I do it 5 minutes. All right. So this is Luke chapter 1, and for scripting purposes, we just want to say the difference between Zechariah and Mary. That's all you want to say because it's just too complex other than that. So what I want to talk to you about is I'm – a lot of you know I've – I'm in the book of Luke in the Holman Christian version, and I'm at the end of Numbers, praise the Lord, in the New American Standard. Nothing like reading the Torah in the New American Standard. Oh, that's not dry, is it? Anyway, here's the thing. I'm reading Luke chapter 1. It's something that I've taught about before regarding the Christmas time and celebration, and it's the difference between Zechariah and Mary. Zechariah and Mary. Didn't they both balk? I buy it in bulk. Oh my goodness. Didn't they both balk at the message from Gabriel? No. They both did not do that. Here's what happened. Zechariah, Here's Zechariah's scene, verse 18. After the Gabriel had told him all the stuff is going to happen, here's what Zechariah said. How can I know this? Zechariah asked the angel. For I am an old man and my wife is well along in years. Now, verse 20, listen to the angel's response. Now, listen, you will become silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place because you did not believe my words, which were fulfilled, which will be fulfilled in their proper time. So what happens is Gabriel comes and says, you and your wife going to have a baby. And Zechariah is going, yeah, how's that guy? Well, I don't believe that. No way. I mean, come on. I need a sign. Prove this. And then Gabriel goes, dude, I stand in the presence of God. Okay? Just because you didn't believe my words, you're not talking. Okay? Which ought to tell you how we ought to respond to God's promises. Maybe a little more positively. So Zechariah didn't believe it could happen. When Mary had the experience that happened to her, let me tell you how that happened to her. Verse 34 of Luke 1, Mary asked the angel, how can you do this since I've not been with a man? And verse 38, I am the Lord's slave, said Mary. May it be done to me according to your word. And then the angel left her. The difference between Zechariah and Mary is Zechariah didn't believe it could happen, and Mary wanted to know how it was going to happen. See, Mary wasn't foolish. She was well aware that babies had to come through the relationship of a man and woman. And so when the man and woman got together, they would have a baby. Now, she's a virgin. She's like going, how are you going to do that? That's going to be fascinating. And the angel goes, well, the Lord's going to overshadow you. I mean, he did create life. He can do what he wants. And then Mary goes, okay, well, may it be to me according to your word. She received the angel's message. She was curious as to how that was going to come about. That's different than Zechariah, who was in the priesthood and should have had a minimum, a little better confidence or a little higher confidence that the Lord can do marvelous and wonderful things, since that's what his ministry was. He's being, you know, functioning in his capacity as a priest and as a person who's in ministry. So he should have had a little bit more faith. Instead, he's like, oh, show me how. I don't believe you. And it's like the angel's like going, okay, well, all right, I'm going to show you, but now you don't talk. You no talky, okay? No talky yui. And Mary's just like going, well, that's going to be an interesting that's going to be an interesting process. How are you thinking of doing that? And it's just one of those things where it's a slight difference, but it's enough to understand. Sometimes the Lord will maybe share something with you, show you something in scripture, anything. And you're like, sometimes you'll be like, wow, that's fascinating. And then there's probably other times where you're like, I don't know. And it's just like that I don't know attitude is a real negative, real kind of, you know, a negative bummer faith kind of thing. And you don't, we don't want to be walking around like that. We want to be walking around more like it's okay to go, wow, how? That's cool. Wow, how? Not no, ain't gonna happen. And especially, I'm just gonna say this now, just an encouragement. Not that I think this is gonna happen to anybody, but if it does happen, if Gabriel, the angel, comes and gives you a message, it's my strong advice that you go along with it. If Gabriel comes down from heaven and says, I have a message for you from God, I'm thinking you should listen. I'm thinking you should respond like in the affirmation of yes. that's just my advice. You know, I could be wrong on that, but then again, I don't think disbelieving is the best place for us to be. We do a lot of disbelieving as it is. We got to kind of pull that back some, okay? A little bit anyway. So the difference between Mary and Zach. Yeah, I know. I call him Zach. It's okay. You can call him Zach. Fine. Is the angel said, you did not believe my words, whereas in Mary's case, it says, she said, may it be done to me according to your word. That's the big difference between the two. Let's be more like Mary, okay? Who's getting a terrible rap on a lot of people just because she was believing. Okay, let's stop that. Good job on her part to accept it by faith, and that's why she was probably chosen as well. She had the heart of faith. Okay, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we've got a little bit more news, kind of a awkward newsy kind of thing that I want to talk to you about. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, I got to say, the weather does look, it looks pretty out. It looks nice. You know, on Monday, it looked like Monday. I don't like days that look like the day. You know what I mean? Mondays, you know? It looks, but today it looks very nice out. However, I will tell you that from my little seat, and I only can see like 2 inches, it looks like traffic's kind of heavy today. So I'm not sure how exciting that is, being that I got to take you somewhere, Robo Producer, so I'm not that happy about that. Just to let you know. A couple things to tell you before we get to the story I wanted to talk about today. In 1899 was the debut of Sherlock Holmes. Was a production that was done in New York. 1899. That's when my – was that when my grandpa was born? Something like that. No, that can't be right. Oh, something like that. Also, the original production of Peter Pan, which that story's been ruined by the new ABC show. Also, Meet the Press got itself going in 1947. And as well, Phil Donahue began a talk show in Dayton on this day. Of course, the world has been less ever since. And then the big thing that happened was in 1969, the Cy Young Award went to Denny McLain of the Detroit Tigers and Mike Sealer, I can't remember how to say his name, from Baltimore Orioles. And everybody knows that Denny McLain got ripped off. Okay. And then, on this day, wait a minute, you'll love this. United States President Ronald Reagan defeated Liberal Democrat challenger Walter F. Mondale in a landslide. Guess how many states Ronald Reagan won in 1984?
In 84, so his first term.
Second election.
He won 49.
He won 49 states. Minnesota apparently just out of touch with
the
universe.
Talk about undivided.
Yeah. 49 states. Oh, no, this guy. This guy right now.
Even carried California.
Yeah, yeah, that's well.
And what was a more Republican state back then?
This is its own country, baby. Oh, that's all yes. I can say. It's its own country. A couple things that came out in the news that I did want to discuss. I don't want to keep a good attitude, right? It's the softer, kinder, gentler me. This thing came up in the news, and I thought it was worth pointing out. The Supreme Court is going to hear a case that involves prayer at town hall meetings. And I just want to say, if the Supreme Court does not allow them to pray, two people are very much against the fact that they pray when they start the meeting, okay? Here's the thing that I want to say. This is one of those truther thingies. Ready? Prayer in leadership in this country is what is missing. This country, since it's outlawed praying in the government and doesn't let people walk in the even partiality of their faith, this country has gone way, way, way downhill. And the one thing that we need more than anything else are leaders that pray. But if it turns out that the Supreme Court says no, I'd be sharpening your ears and getting the wax out and making sure you're listening for trumpets. That's my line. You like that? Get that wax out of your ears. Listen for the trumpet. Because when the leaders can't pray and can't utilize their faith, what I don't want to hear is, oh, well, then they can pray on their own. Yeah, but when they're getting together, that's when they're leading. And that's when we really need them praying. We need prayers and servant-like leaders. That's what we really, really, really need. I will say this, too. This is something that I want to be very careful about. I don't want to offend anybody. Like I care. This is really interesting. President Barack Obama said when he was blogging about gay rights that he compared being gay to being black or being Jewish. I'm reading this. I'm like, what? So he compares being gay to being Jewish. And since he doesn't know about being Jewish or about being gay, how would he know? I don't understand how he would know that. How can he make that comparison? He has no idea what it is to be Jewish. How could you even make that comparison? You can't even say that. You can't even speak that.
No.
You can't do it. So here's what I wrote down about being Jewish. These are things that we should all know. And I think that everybody who has anybody they know is gay, you should write these things down and give them to them and say these are all the things that – because Jewish people, gay people, and black people all have this in common. Here's what I have being a Jewish person. Ready? Number one, I absolutely passionately love God, who's an awesome God, who wrote a book called the Bible. Love it. I'm absolutely awesome people of faith that I have surrounded in my life. Absolutely awesome responsibility for traditional values. Absolutely awesome willingness to risk everything for the kingdom's sake. And absolutely awesomeness to live with eternity in mind. That's what it is for me to be Jewish. So I'm just going to say that must be what it's like for somebody to be black or gay, too. That they are absolutely love God, who wrote the Bible. They absolutely love people of faith, absolutely have responsibility towards traditional values, absolutely willing to risk everything for the kingdom's sake, and absolutely living with eternity in mind. That's what we all must have in common. I'm so happy to hear that. Isn't that wonderful news? It's marvelous.
Well, he really took the time to think things
That's...
through.
Wait, but I want to be softer, kinder, and gentler. That was pretty soft, wasn't it? Thank you. Okay. I think that's rather funny. Speaking of funny, Burger King is bringing back the Big Mac copycat.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
I think it's much, much better than the McDonald's version.
The Big King sandwich?
Love it.
Yeah? All right. All right, what's the dealios? It's like a Big Mac, only bigger?
It's a Big Mac, but the patties are actually normal size. I mean, you get the Big Mac and you hold it up and you notice when you were a kid, they used to be big, but it's about the size of a dime. Now, these Burger King patties are monstrous. They're good.
Well, I think the part that everybody gets confused about is that they're doing it's almost like they don't call it a Big Mac, but it's got like all that stuff with it. And then they came out with a rib sandwich that's like the McRib, and then they came out with chicken nuggets that's like chicken nuggets. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm for this, because anytime you say to me, more meat.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. All right? I totally support that. But I do think that originality wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't kill them, right? So like the rib sandwich. Really? You got a McRib? Do you call it a McRib? That would be my question. But now that you said that, I'm intrigued, and we'll have to try it. So instead of
I
going.
Think, let's put it this way. And I'm not a Big Mac hater. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like In and Out and stuff like that, the Big Mac's about a 4, maybe a 6 if it's a good Big Mac. The Burger King version, 7, easily.
Really? I am intrigued.
Very good.
I am intrigued. I will reserve the rest of my comments until I try one, because now you have intrigued me. In fact, I might try one on the way home.
Ooh.
Just because you've intrigued me about this. I got to call the wife, though. What's that?
So we're all about intrigue here on the David Spoon.
Well, that's... We're intrigues?
We're all about intriguing people.
Oh, I thought we were intrigues. I thought that was like a tree bush thing. Trigue. Is that like a...
That would be like a Tarzan.
Oh, no, that's like a tree and a weed. No, what is it? Trigue? Yeah, trigue. It's a tree and a weed. It's a tree weed. Okay. I got this one straight, and then we'll kind of exit out a few minutes early and come back, because we got a longer DDD. But listen to this story. Are you calling me? All right. Nothing like fun here. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. No, I mean, there's nothing like it. In Atlanta, this is what happened. A 14-year-old boy was arrested Monday morning after he fought with his mom and refused to get out of bed. The boy's mother told police her son had been tardy more than 30 times, and he wouldn't get up. The woman splashed water on him. After which he then got violent and then was arrested, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is, kid doesn't like to wake up. So what would you say that young man should do to be able to get up early in the morning? What's the best thing for him to do to get up early? What would be the best possible advice to give him?
Not joking. I used to do this before I started working early morning hours a long time ago. I'd set about, or his mom, if his mom wants to do it, I'd set about 5 really, really, really annoying alarm clocks and set them all like 5 minutes apart to get him to get up early. Those alarm clocks, after a while, you get up, you turn them off, you wake up.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is that maybe he should stop going to bed at 4 in the morning.
That would help.
You know, if you've got to get up at 6, going to bed at 4, maybe it's a little late. Maybe we go to bed a little earlier. It's, you know, it's one of those practical applications. That common sensey thing that God gave us that most of us turned off a long time ago. I think it's 30 times. The kid was late 30 times. He didn't want to get out of bed. You know, the other thing you can do, take away his bed. It's like, I mean, if he likes his bed that much, maybe he likes it too much. You know what I'm saying? So if you get him a different bed. Take his bed, give him yours. You can do that too. Just different ways to approach it. And then there's the other thing you do. You know, you don't want to do this one very often, but the cattle prod theory. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. We don't use cattle prods on 14-year-olds.
You got to be 15 and up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a very cool DDD I want to share with you. I'm hoping it'll be a blessing for you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com and save your green at Pacific Marine.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. All right. Another look at traffic. It looks just as bad as it did the first time I mentioned it. Another look at the weather. It looks exactly like it did the last time I mentioned it. That's pretty fascinating if you think about it. Let's see. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience. Ah, forget that. Listen, this is what you want to know. You got any roof issues? You got something you're trying to figure out on the roof? Are you sitting there going, man, I hope that's going to hold up for the winter. They're going to get rains and things are going to be coming around. I need to make sure. Here's what you do. You call 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Or you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com and do a contact us through the website directly that way. All the estimates they do are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. They do remodelings. They do all of it. Eric, not a general contractor, but a roofing contractor, which I think everybody kind of gets the, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's specializing in roofing. Yes, that's why it's called Excalibur Roofing and not Joe's Fence Company, okay? So the bottom line, who's Joe's Fence Company? I don't have any idea. 760-743-8803 is who you want to call. You want to get the estimate. You want to talk to somebody. If you have any questions about your roof, that's who I want you to call. Very, very, very solid dude. Okay, here we go. You're going to be very surprised. Very, 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 very. At how short and simple, but yet how I think, I hope, powerful this small DDD will be. And this is going to be out of Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And for some of you who are in a certain style of church, you're people say, well, this part wasn't in the Bible. Or, which is funny because there's three first century and second century writers who quote it. I always find that to be amazing. Well, how did they quote it then? Anyway, forget that. That doesn't mean anything. It's what it says that I want you to listen to. It's really, really important. I don't want you to get caught in the theology of dispute in this. I just want you to hear what's being said and how cool it is. Listen to Mark 16:20. It is one of my favorite verses in the context of what it's communicating. Mark 16:20 says this, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them." And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Now, here is such a small verse, and there's more to the verse, but I'm trying to get to the point. A very small verse that says a great deal. First and foremost, they went out and they preached everywhere. They were working for his kingdom. And wherever we go, everywhere. Now, I just want you to listen to that word. Everywhere you and I go, we should be aware that we're about kingdom business regardless. Everywhere. If you're alone and you're resting in a hot tub, that's a great place for kingdom business. It's called prayer. It's called meditating on the Lord, meditating on his word. Wherever you go to work, on the road, wherever you go with family, wherever you go anywhere, you go with the kingdom in mind. That's number one. But listen to number two. And the Lord was working with them. Here's the thing. It's not just working for his kingdom, but it's working with God for his kingdom. And the with God part is the big part, because what we do with the Lord. See, that's the coolest thing. When you're going about and wherever you're going and you're bringing the kingdom, it's not just about bringing his kingdom. It's about walking with the Lord regarding his kingdom. So wherever we're going, whatever we're doing, however it's happening, we not only bring the kingdom, but in our hearts and minds, we bring our awareness of the Lord and our connection with the Lord, and he works with us. Now, what is cooler than working with God? Are you kidding? It's like, well, I want to work with this superstar. Really? I'd like to work with the creator of the universe. Isn't that cooler? Yes, that's cooler. Isn't that, you got that? That makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Isn't that cool? That's cool. Mark 16:20. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to take a 22-hour break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do it all again and have even more fun. And then on Friday, a few more details about the way the Lord brought me to my senses, so to speak. We'll see you in 22.
I have to celebrate you, baby.